Antiques Roadshow has been the most popular program on public television for 15 years. People from across the country come to a location. They bring two items of value to them that they want to have appraised. It's the perfect combination of everything public television is, I guess. It's great stories, it's art, it's drama, it's suspense, all wrapped into the collectible world.
They taped three shows here in Birmingham, the first of which premieres tonight on APT, and then there's a show on Monday, April 6th, and Monday, April 13th. Tell me some of the highlights that they found here in Birmingham.
My goodness, they found some things you would never guess we had here in town. One of them, the biggest find, was a Frederick Remington oil painting that was part of this family's collection. The owner had had it since the 60s, and he thought it was maybe worth a few thousand dollars. He also had a letter from Frederick Remington to his grandfather talking about the painting. And the appraiser took a look at it and said, actually, you probably would value this more like $800,000. And you can imagine the owner's look on his face. He was obviously delighted with that. And of course, with an $800,000 painting, you could do a lot of things. What he has chosen to do is loan this painting to the Birmingham Museum of Art so that everybody can come and see it. It's something that hasn't been in the Birmingham Museum of Art's collection before. They've got some Remington drawings and some sculpture, but this is something that they've really wanted for some time. So it's a great story of, you know, a discovery that is now going to be available for everybody to see. There was a John James Audubon portrait that was also found worth $30,000 to $50,000 at auction. There's a great Negro American League baseball, which is signed by the Birmingham Black Barons, including Willie Mays, and that was appraised for about $20,000.
So, of course, items can appraise for many thousands of dollars, but is it fair to say that also that the vast majority of appraisals appraise for less than that?
Oh, you know, everybody, of course, comes to the Roadshow hoping that they've got something wonderful. 3,000 people come in with two items each. Yeah, Roadshow only tapes about 30 over the course of the day where they're looking at everything, because those are things that are real treasures. Sometimes it's a treasure. Sometimes it's just a lesson that you can demonstrate. Well, you might think that it was valuable, and here's a teaching moment. We can tell you, okay, well, you didn't look for this or you didn't look for that. That's what would make a great valuable thing, and this one isn't. And I know one lady brought in a basket that she thought was Native American and something she thought was maybe a Native American artifact. And the basket did turn out to be a basket worth about $50, and the other piece turned out to be a rock. So that's an extraordinary version.
Well, as people learn the history of these objects, though, I mean, do you think it's led to a greater appreciation of, say, sentimental value and family history?
Absolutely. The stories that are behind these are part of the really big things. You know, things that have been with a family for years and years. And oftentimes the appraiser says, well, this is only worth $100 in cash, but you could never replace that story that this family has told for all these years. There's one appraisal in here that is just the most amazing story, I think, of the whole time. And that's of a photograph of this family on the deck of the Titanic that somebody took before the ship set sail. And they actually survived the Titanic. And the mother and her child and her husband all survived. And she went on to write a book about women of the Titanic. But the story of how they got off that ship, just because of happenstance and the way the husband talked to a collier from down in the ship's hold who met him on the deck and said, if you value your life, get off this ship. That's an amazing story. And those are the kinds of things just beyond the value of the item that families treasure and hold on to forever.
What do you think accounts for Antiques Roadshow's appeal?
First, there's these incredible objects that people might have in their own homes and feel they might have treasure themselves. There's the great stories, the background about these things that are just great things to hear. And there's the suspense. There's what happens to the person's face when they find out they have something really valuable, and you just watch their face light up, and that is a precious moment every time.